Awesome,
I'm not
man.
playing that game. This is mine, and this is mine. Tabaco is a whole different game. You have to take care of the leaves. I'm more into the natural stuff.
This is the Puff Sip Chat. My name is Reggie Kimball. Join us as we explore the world of premium cigars and whiskey with the people who make it possible. And please check out the Loyal to Ash Cigar Subscription Service. We feature 4 to 5 premium cigars each month and will always include at least one minority or female-owned brand. Check out loyaltoash.com and use code PuffSipChat for a special discount.
There's so many great brands, so many great accessory brands, so many great lounge owners. And you know, on the Puff Sip Chat, we always love to feature minority-owned, women-owned brands, up-and-coming boutique brands. And guess what? I just met one of the dopest husband and wife teams you could ever want to meet. With me at this table, I got Felix and Diana Lugo of Felix Lugo Tobacco Company, y'all. Welcome to the Puff Sip Chat.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Husband and wife team working
yes,
together.
Yes, it is.
All right. So how do y'all divide our responsibilities?
Well, she does more of the paperwork, all the paperwork, exporting.
Okay.
Payroll, stuff like that. The permits involved, all the importing.
She keeps you safe.
With the government, yes.
She keeps you safe. She keeps you out of safe, out of hot water. That's
yes,
right.
It is. She does. And I'm more in charge of the farming part, going to the factory, making sure the cigars are ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the marketing part, the sales. That's what I love, talking to people, you know, communicating, telling a little bit about my story, you know.
Okay.
Because she's my right hand on that.
That's beautiful. She, we have to have a right hand.
Yes,
otherwise,
do.
It's hard if you don't know how to use your left. It just doesn't work.
Exactly.
That well. Now we got it off the ground. And I am smoking one of your blends. I am smoking the San Andreas, right?
Yes, sir.
And I got to tell you, first time, I'm loving the start of this.
Nice.
The first few puffs.
Give it a little man.
Yeah,
get
a little bit. Yes. What would I sip with this? What would you pair with this?
I'm going to be honest with you. That, I've had it with coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had it with rum, beer, by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a cigar with a medium flavor. I'm more into the natural stuff. A lot of people talk about leather feeling. I'm more into the natural stuff, the woods, the flowers, you know, my palate, you know, I don't even want to know what the leather feels like. And you see all these people.
I don't know what leather tastes like. I don't know what flowers taste like. So whenever I hear that stuff, I don't understand what people are saying.
But I'm more in the natural part, you know,
okay.
And I want to create a cigar that you can have at any time of the day or night.
Mm-hmm.
I do like meaningful,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to be knocked out by a cigar, you know.
Okay.
I want to be able to enjoy it. My palate. Mm. I want people to enjoy it.
Mm.
So that's a cigar that pairs well with pretty much anything.
Anything.
I had it with nothing. I had it with a glass of rum or whiskey, and I enjoyed it every time.
Okay. Well, I can't.
Yes.
Well, the glass of whiskey's coming. I'm gonna get that later.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. So, just in your own words, man, just tell our audience who you are and your tobacco company and what it's all about.
I'll all
let
right.
you just go and I'll shut up and just
no,
watch.
No problem. I grew up in Miami in my late teens, early 90s. I was smoking a lot of Cuban stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of Cuban cigars. I had a good friend of mine that worked at a factory in Cuba. So she used to bring all these real Cuban cigars. And that's how I started smoking the real stuff. Well, my palate got used to good stuff from where I started.
Mm-hmm.
So
you knew what good
knew
was like right away. Yeah.
And it's funny thing, you know, that's what people have to be careful what they wish for in life.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young guy, I said, man, one day I want to have a cigar. Little did I know, 30 years something, I will be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we moved to the Dominican Republic. We have farms down in the Dominican Republic,
mm-hmm.
and we do a lot of produce. And it got to a point that we had land available. The area where we're located, La Canela, it's where all the big guys are.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, La Flor,
yeah,
La Galera,
yes,
people that
yes.
admire, that do beautiful stuff,
beautiful
good cigars.
Stuff, that's right.
And so it made sense to convert that farm into tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been growing tobacco for 5 years, and we realized that the next step will be coming out with our own brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how everything started, you
that's
know.
That's awesome.
You know, from Miami in the 90s to today, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little by little evolving, you know, to one thing to another. Mm-hmm. So we're big and growing. I love the farm. I go to the farm every day, more to the farm, to the factory, because, you know, we were able to team up with a very good master blender, Eladio Diaz,
mm-hmm.
that gentleman is a complete Guru on the tobacco world. Mm-hmm. He was the one to clean our ideas. I have so many ideas. He cleaned me up from the start. Like, I wanted a darker tint under San Andres. Mm-hmm. He was against that. Mm-hmm. He told me the process, how they do it, you know, how they make it darker. And it's not a natural thing.
No, it's not.
He told me, let's do the natural San Andres wrapper. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that we team up with that gentleman and his factory. And he cleaned our ideas, and he made our ideas into a reality.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So that's the tobacco side. So obviously, know yourself, because I'll be honest. I've talked about it on the show several times. We get a lot of new brands that are starting up, their boutique brands, and they're not really that knowledgeable about what they're creating, and they really didn't create it. Like, you created this, and you have that down to a science. So kudos to you guys for doing it the right way.
We got the best team.
And you have the team
from
that's
the farming.
Yes.
We have the best agronomists, you know, yeah, that we've been doing growing tobacco for almost 40 years. Mm-hmm. He's 60 years old. We team up with the best master blender. He's 70 years old. He's been in the business for 50. Mm-hmm. So we knew that as newcomers, we needed a good guidance in order for us to succeed.
That's beautiful.
You know, because we are after a premium, guys. You know, with a reachable price. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't lie to you if I tell you I didn't want to sell steak for $50, but I want my guys to go to the store and pick up a cigar for $15 and enjoy it.
Price does not dictate quality, sir.
Yes.
I tell people that all the time, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't quality have to be a $50 cigar to be a good cigar.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it shouldn't be, because then I wouldn't be able to afford it.
I know most people wouldn't.
Yeah.
So this is something I want people to enjoy it often. Uh-huh. And having a good quality cigar at a good price point, I think that will do it.
That's awesome. So you talked about the master blender that you work with, and now that you have a full-fledged business and off and running, I talked to a lot of brands that are just starting, and they typically will highlight a mentor or somebody that really helped them on the business side of how they should launch. Do you have anyone that you can point to that says, this person's really helped
me
out a lot?
This guy, I bump into two people, my agronomist. I started growing tobacco, and I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm used to growing produce. And produce, you have to take care of the fruit. Tobacco is a whole different game. You have to take care of the leaves. Mm-hmm. You don't want those flowers. You want the leaves. So I pair up with a good agronomist, and he was able to walk me through to get quality leaves, because without a good quality leaf, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
He was my mentor, you know, from day one in regards to the growing part. Mm. And I have to admit it, going back to Eladio, I don't know if you met the gentleman.
No, I have not.
It's a pleasure. Every time you sit down with him, and it just, he's so positive, but he's so honest about things. Mm-hmm. And he cleaned me up and all my ideas.
Congratulations on your success. And I wish you continued success, because I know that the start that you guys off, the presentation that you have, the way you speak passionately about it, the fact that you have a team, that you divided up responsibilities, that Diana is making sure things run right, and then you're out there up front selling and promoting your brand. I see a win.
We have our daughter. We have a 7-year-old daughter. She's been going to the farm since she was a baby.
Oh, wow.
We're documenting everything. We're not using it for social media because she's a minor.
Uh-huh.
We don't smoke around her because she's a little girl.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But our hope is that she's the one that will take over the brand and continue the Felix Lugo for years to come.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. She's been growing. She's seen the whole process of the farm. She goes weekly and she sees it and she loves it, you know.
Have you met Rick Rodriguez by any chance? Tampa Tobacco.
No.
His daughter Sarah is like his right
hand. Oh, we did. Actually, we did. What's the name of the company?
West Tampa Tobacco.
Yes. She was here yesterday.
Okay, so you did. So she is a little powerhouse.
Yes.
I love her personality.
Yes.
I can see now your daughter one day is going to be doing something like that.
Funny. She bumped into her and, you know, they click, and we took pictures with her yesterday.
Yeah, and I told her.
And she told them about her dad.
Oh, this,
and she goes, oh my God, that's the same thing we want. You know, like what the Casados did, to pass it on to Raquel, you know, like what the Reyes doing, you know, with the Arturo Fuentes doing. It's a generation, you know, keep passing it to the next one.
That's right.
And, know, for them to do what you're doing or do it better, you know, their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we give them the basic, you know, what we learned from the business, and hopefully they can take it to another level.
I mean,
God knows how things are going to be. Well, people are going to love in 20 years from now.
Yeah,
I do hope that they like a genuine cigar, no added chemicals I mean, I do hope that this stays forever.
Yeah, this we cannot change this.
In Miami, I met people 100 years old smoking cigars, you know, without any issues like cigarettes. Because, you know, people, they want to make them the same, and they're not the same.
I just spoke to the CRA right next to you, and we talked about that. We are not cigarettes.
We're not.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Never.
I've never.
I don't like the way it looks. I don't like what it brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the chemicals that put into it.
That's right.
But a good cigar, it's timeless. It's nice.
It's about the relationships. Y'all are family now. You can come on the Puff the Chat anytime you want to, anytime you need me to help promote. And that's what's the beauty of this is that it creates relationships.
Amen.
That's what a lot of people who don't smoke cigars don't realize that aspect of it, which I think is important.
Yes.
So I'm going to leave you guys with a question that I've been asking everyone that sits down on the Puff the Chat this week. So put your fantasy cap on for a second. I know you smoked cigars before Felix. Felix Lugo Tobacco came around, right? Smoked a lot of cigars. So, planet Earth is in peril right now. So, Reggie, I have the power to nominate the two of you ambassadors to the planet Earth because the aliens just came and landed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to smoke with you guys, though.
Yeah,
they want to smoke with you.
That'd be
cool. And they said, so if they smoke with you, what's the first cigar you're going to put in their hand?
Well, besides that, I'm a fan of Plasencia. I'm a fan of Arturo Fuente.
Mm.
I'm a fan
Plasencia
of
Plasencia. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I mean, they're making good stuff. I know those are the people that did it before us. And I have mad respect for all of them. You know, I like Alera. I mean, you know, Coach Hochi's doing some nice stuff.
Hochi was great.
Yeah,
man,
I mean, La Flor, you know, I mean, Andalusian Bull. I will pay right now for that.
A lot of people here would. That's right.
But I'll say that. An Andalusian Bull right now, it's a really great stick. You know, if you can get your hands into one of those.
So the aliens would love that.
Yeah, they'll love that.
What about you, Diana?
I also like Arturo Fuente.
Okay.
La Flor Dominicana. I know I had a few of them that I really like, but I do like a lot Felix Lugo.
That's right. You better. You better.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys both. Thank you guys both.
Thank you for having us.
I can't wait to sit back and just watch your growth because I know it's going to happen.
Thank you. Now
you guys, unlike everyone here at the show, I didn't sit down and do this type of conversation with everybody. This is what I typically do in our studio. So I wanted to do it for you.
I would love to come by in time for a visit.
And we'll do it again.
Amen.
And we'll do
it again.
So, hey everyone, Felix and Diana Lugo of Felix Lugo Tobacco Company. Awesome, awesome new brand. I'm loving this stick. Check it out. Well, people recognize quality and people recognize people. And at the end of the day, you can make a great cigar, but you have to connect with people. And
absolutely.
I think the two of you have awesome personalities, awesome spirits about you. And at the end of the day, people buy from people. They buy from who they like. So you got to have a good product first.
Absolutely.
And you have that. But then you got to be you.
Yeah,
and I think the two of you are going to be awesome in that.
I agree.
Awesome
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So Felix Lugo Tobacco Company, y'all. Check them out. We're going to have them in our loyalty ask subscription box at some point. We don't know when yet, but we're going to make it happen.
We're ready to ship. We got 20,000 sticks ready to ship.
All right, well, talk to that man behind the camera. That's what he does. He's going to take care of that for us.
Amen.
Smoke dog himself. So, hey, until next time, Puff Sip Chat repeat. You know how we do it. I'm out. Peace.
Take care.